The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
So we have ourselves a Final Four. We shall discuss. Nice weekend of sports. A lot of things to get to. Let's jump right in. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman. The role model, Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. Let's have some fun today, man.
I'm down with that. I'm down with that plan, Freddie.
Cool. How was your weekend?
It was short.
Well, it's always short.
Let's go with that.
Well, we had to work Friday, so.
Yeah, that's, it was good. It was a good weekend. I could always use an extra day, but it was good. Did the Easter thing, and I'm starting to get fat again, which is great. And, yeah. I had some family time over the weekend. How about you?
That's cool.
Did you watch Batman?
I'm not. I'm going to try to take off here one day before we get too busy this week and take my kids to see it because they really want to go. So I'm waiting for them, and we're just seeing if we can work that out. But no, I had Saturday. I had kind of a nice quiet day on the couch watching great horse racing as Dubai World Cup was Saturday, and there was a bunch of really good races. And then I was out at the track Saturday night. So pretty much a horse racing day Saturday, and yesterday just kind of did the old bike around downtown and drink good beer deal. So pretty quiet weekend. A lot of good basketball. Watched that fight Saturday night. Just enjoyed life, man.
Well, good. What do you think of this guy swimming in the Brazos River?
I think we're doing our damnedest to catch up with Florida.
That's one. I'd rather go to jail than jump into the Brazos River, I feel.
Yeah, especially, have you seen that thing lately?
Oh.
It's disgusting. But
I mean, a lot of these Texas rivers that have like the silt bottoms are kind of gross for swimming purposes.
And because these have been flooded and over the last few weeks, it's worse than usual. But
there's a lot of rivers around here. Like, for instance, the San Bernard doesn't look like a great river to get into, but it's nice. It's a nice river. I'll go swimming in that. My family has a house out there on the river, and sometimes we'll go down and ride, we'll ski or kneeboard, whatever. The Brazos is not one I'm getting into. I can't think of a situation where I'm like, yeah, I'll get in that river. I'd rather just go to jail. It's cool. You got me.
Did you see the picture of the guy when they got him out of there and he's just covered in mud?
I mean, what's going to happen? Do you really think are you going to outswim the helicopters? Do you not think there's going to be police wherever you go to get out? It's just foolishness.
Well,
I need to know what exactly he was looking for, or like what he was in trouble for. I mean,
yeah, I haven't seen the details yet, other than it just was. Yes, I saw the chase, and then him he goes for the swim. That's Florida stuff. It really is. I would make that gym of the day, except everybody wants to talk about it anyway. But 713-780-ESPN, and by the way, next segment, if you want to get in, we'll take some phone calls because we weren't able to for a couple of days. We were out at Christian's Thursday, really good time there with the beer pong, and I had a blast Friday down at Quaker Steak and Lube with a lot of my old crew showed up down there. That was a lot of fun. So always cool to hang out with the Blitzers and great to get out and see you guys. But it's also nice to be back in our little studio.
Yes.
So we can actually have some conversations at 713-780-ESPN. So how was all right, we have a Final Four.
Yes.
I'm waiting for your thoughts eagerly.
I guess, I mean, it worked out. You know, it was funny. There was a bet where it was like, I think it was maybe 4-1 or 6-1 on like Friday night, Saturday morning, for all four number one seeds to make the final four.
Yeah.
And for no one seeds to make the final four was 100-1.
Wow.
And I was like, God, 100-1 is tempting. But I thought to myself, there's zero chance Syracuse wins. Zero. And there's a lot of Syracuse fans in this area for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And Notre Dame fan was after me as well. But there's a lot of fans of both. I understand Notre Dame fan. I don't know where all the Syracuse fans came from, but there's a lot of them. So they like to razz me on Twitter. I'm not changing my belief. I've watched that team 10, 12 times this year before the tournament. They're not a good team. I don't care what happened when Boeheim was out, which, by the way, he's a cheater, whatever.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people didn't think they should have even been in the tournament.
I was one of them. Yeah. I had them first four out. Kudos to them, though. They were on life support at halftime. That game was pretty much over. And they pressed, and Virginia, who my biggest concern for them is as good as they are defensively, and they will limit anybody, as good as they are defensively, they sometimes look like they don't know what they're doing on offense. And in the second half of that game, they were lost. They didn't know what to do against that press. The entire second half looked like the last 30 seconds of A&M Northern Iowa. And it was a clown show for Virginia. And kudos to Syracuse, who probably should have just rolled over and died, but they didn't. And they're in the Final Four now. I still think, they're a 10 seed. It's not a hot take for me to say they're the worst team in the Final Four, but they're by far the worst team in the Final Four. By far. Not only that, but they got the toughest matchup against North Carolina, who looks to be firing on all cylinders. So do the other two teams, though. And I'm stoked for that game. And by the way, Villanova, Kansas was everything I hoped it would be. Oklahoma, Oregon was not.
No.
Oregon didn't have an answer for Buddy Hield. And I said if Oklahoma's going to beat Oregon, Buddy Hield has to be freakishly good. Well, he heard.
Guess what?
He was listening. Unbelievable. In that game, and Oregon just had no answer for him. Villanova, that win against Kansas, Villanova is right now playing, I think, better than anybody. And Villanova is one of those programs also, and Jay Wright, I tweeted this because I felt bad, because when Jay Wright blows it, I crap on him every year.
Yeah.
You know, when he does a poor job in the tournament, I have to give that guy all the credit. In this tournament, he's been fantastic. That team has played so well. To me, if I were making favorites, they'd be my favorite to win based on what they've done so far. It's hard to argue against North Carolina, but North Carolina is also that team that underperforms at the wrong time sometime. They haven't shown it this tournament, though. They took on a really good Indiana team, and they beat the snot out of them. That was one of those nights where there's nothing. Indiana, even if they had played their best game, they would have lost. North Carolina was just too good shooting the ball. And, it's almost the same thing that happened on Thursday with Villanova and Miami. Miami could have played their best game, and it wouldn't have mattered because Villanova didn't miss. So if you get two teams that are playing like that in the final, Villanova and North Carolina, and really Oklahoma and North Carolina, would be a fantastic final,
too. Yeah, I think it would, too.
So, and let's just pretend for a second Syracuse has a shot in hell of beating North Carolina and being in the final. Then you've got that story of a real Cinderella type team that, like I said, shouldn't have even been in the tournament. Now all of a sudden they're playing for a championship. So I think you're going to have a good match or a good storyline no matter what. I think it's a good Final Four. I'm happy with how it came out.
Yeah, I actually did make a small bet on Syracuse to actually win the game.
Oh, not me.
I went back, as I was telling you before the show, I went back and watched a lot of that the last time they played Virginia, and the game was really close and they're playing better. So I thought I'll put a small win bet on them. Not much. It wasn't enough to get excited over, but I did hit them pretty hard at +8. So that was the only play I made all weekend. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I'm excited. I would be happy with either North Carolina, Oklahoma, or I think North Carolina, Oklahoma would be, for me, more interesting because I think you'd have the best player left in it.
Yeah.
But it's a good Final Four. It's a lot better than us getting VCU and Butler.
Yeah.
like the last time it was here. So this is, I think the only thing that would have made it better would have been Kansas in terms of just name recognition. But other than that, it's a pretty good group.
Not bad.
And it'll be fun right here next week. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And I was going to save it for later, but I also watched that fight Saturday night. And Andre Ward is
lopsided.
Yeah, he dominated from the beginning. And I think it's what I'm intrigued now is if he is going to fight Kovalev, and it looks like November 18th is the tentative date.
Yep.
That might be the best possible fight out there right now. You know, maybe Golovkin, Canelo.
Yeah, if Golovkin and Canelo both win, I mean, I think that fight is interesting. But yeah, that's kind of the fight. And we talked about this last time we were in Vegas, which I don't even remember when it was. I feel like it was last year. It may have been this year. But we were saying that the best fights that could be made in 2016 are Golovkin, Canelo, and Ward, Kovalev.
Yeah.
And we're getting one of them. So
if Ward can stay healthy, which has always been an issue with him.
Yeah, Barrera just did not have he isn't on Andre Ward's level, and not very many are. And stylistically, Ward Kovalev is going to be so intriguing because they're as different as you can be. I mean, Ward is a much better boxer than Kovalev, but if Kovalev touches him, I mean, that he's got that game-changing power. So I'm interested to see that fight. I've been waiting for them to announce it. I'm glad that it's finally going to happen. I hope that nothing gets in the way of it, but I think it's very interesting.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
Also, a little UFC news today. At UFC 198, Chris Cyborg will make her UFC debut. Lady Cyborg. Who thoughts and prayers to Leslie Smith, who's her first opponent. I wouldn't want to be that person, but that UFC 198 card is rounding into a pretty badass card when you've got the heavyweight championship, Werdum versus Miocic. You got Jacare Souza versus Vitor Belfort. You've got Anderson Silva versus Uriah Hall on that card. Shogun Hua's on that card. Matt Brown, Damian Maya. And now you also have Patrick Cummins, Little Nog, and now you've got that fight with Christine Cyborg. So I think it's going to be a fantastic card. People are gonna be paying for that. May 14th is the date on that. It's in Curitiba, Brazil. But that's gonna be I think a fantastic card. So UFC 198 gets gets Chris Cyborg, which if she eventually she's fighting at 140, if she can eventually get down to 135. I think that she will dominate that division. It's just a matter of how long it takes her to make that weight, if she can make that weight consistently. But I don't think there's a woman in the world who can hang with her.
All right, that makes that card a lot more interesting.
A lot of men in the world can't hang with her, by the way. But
hey, you've sparred with her, right?
Including me.
Yeah.
I cannot hang with her. That's I've learned that lesson the hard and an embarrassing way.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And a lot to get to today, but we want to give you guys a chance to weigh in because we didn't get a chance to let you call when we were out the last couple days. So 713-780-ESPN. Tell them about if they need a new job, what they should be
doing.
That's
right, man. Maybe you guys are struggling in the jobs that you have. Maybe you're not real happy with it. Maybe you're making junk money. That happens. You need to know about My Computer Career. Ask yourself, how many guys do you know? Everybody has a friend in IT. How many of those guys that you know are flat broke, can't pay their bills? They're not. That's because there's a ton of computer jobs out there. IT consistently ranked as one of the fastest growing job industries in the country. And Houston is one of the hottest computer job markets in the country. There's companies all over the city hiring IT guys. But to get these jobs, you've got to have the skills and certification. The place to go for that, mycomputercareer.edu. There's a huge demand for certified pros. My Computer Career has job placement specialists that'll work with you to get you hired. And obviously, I know what you're thinking. Going back to school, it's always going to help you move up in your career, but you're saying, it's going to take too long. It's going to cost too much. Not at My Computer Career. In and out of school in less than a year. Financial aid's available, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. It's the first step to changing your life and making more money. Mycomputercareer.edu. Take that free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
It's a scene about me. There's something in your way, and now somebody's gonna pay. And if you can't get what you want, well, it's all because
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. A lot of people are wanting to know what happened in the Hockey League, how your unbeatable team did.
They are beatable. I'll be playing for third place, it looks like. My team, there's no excuses to be made. My team, they choked when it mattered most. That's what they're like the Virginia Cavaliers. They choked under pressure, and now Fred's wife is playing for a championship that should have been mine. And in fact, I'm playing, in the third place game, I'm playing the team that was second place all year long. So the regular season matters not in fantasy hockey, and my team will be playing for third place.
You're the St. Louis Blues of fantasy hockey.
Yep.
Well, I finished fifth in that league by winning the fifth place game. Ooh,
congratulations.
Boy, you don't get a trophy for that.
You don't get a trophy for that.
I'm in the finals of our second league. I managed to win that, and then I was in the semifinals in the third league, and Roger, who's a friend of the show and who I see all the time, he beat my butt. So I'm playing for third in that one.
I made a couple of key errors. I forgot to set my lineup 2 days. And that caused, it wouldn't have been enough to catch me up. But like I made a mistake one day and sat a, well, I didn't make a mistake. I sat a guy who's been garbage for me most of the year and was like was my depth guy. And I think he had 11 points.
Oof. Ow.
I mean, he just picked that one particular day to blow up. And my goaltending just wasn't there for me. So
yeah, the guy who carried you all year has been playing like absolute garbage over the last month. And the wife was quite excited that she was down 14 points going into Sunday and woke me up at 3 a.m. to tell me that she'd rallied to win. Wow. So
kudos to whoever it is that beat me. I don't know. I'm not sure who Grapes of Rask is, but
wouldn't it be Grapes of Rosk?
I guess it would be Grapes of Ross.
That wouldn't sound as good. So.
Yeah, that wouldn't sound as cool. But kudos to him. He dominated me. He outscored everybody except for Fred this last week. Fred, I mean, now, of course, you decide to blow up.
Now my guys have
everybody.
A good week. So, oh, well.
But, he had a big week, and I had one of my worst weeks in recent memory.
So, of the three leagues, the team that I like the least is the one that I'm actually have a chance to win with.
Ugh.
That's the one where I didn't like my goaltending. Yeah, the only good thing about that team is it has Patrick Kane. Other than that, it's just a garbage team, but happens to be working out at the right time. Let's grab some phone calls. Let's let BJ lead it off.
What's going on, fellas?
Sports.
I just got one question concerning the Final Four.
Ask
for
it.
You guys.
To
bounce on that. Here's my thing. You got these four teams right now, based off their level of play in the Final Four, in the NCAA tournament, which four do you think, which one of the four do you think has the strongest claim to win the title?
I, based on what they've done in the tournament, to me, it's Villanova. Villanova's, to me, played better than anybody. But when you look at, I said this at the beginning, North Carolina's ceiling is higher than anybody's. If they play their best, they're the best team. Often they play down and do not play their best, and they go through nights where they don't hit jump shots, and it's very frustrating to watch a team that's got that much talent underperform. I think you could say Villanova or North Carolina. I mean, Oklahoma's been very good too. But Oklahoma, I still worry because they're so reliant on one player. But I'm done doubting Oklahoma too. I think that you could make an argument for any of these teams. I'm based on what they've done in this tournament, though, I would say Villanova.
One thing about Oklahoma is if they play like they did against Oregon, they can beat either of these teams. And that's that they. I don't know how much it was Oregon not playing well, and how much of it was OU just going nuts. But man, that they were so impressive in that game. But I think you've got really. Three of the best teams in the tournament are here, and then one interloper.
Yeah,
and that's That's fun. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
Do we, I guess the big news we discussed last week over who would perhaps be leaving Sports Radio 610.
Yes.
It's out. No one got fired. I guess in a way that's good. Because, you know,
yeah, you don't want to see people get fired,
but
even if you don't like them.
Yeah, but Nick Wright is leaving 610, which leaves, I don't know what they're going to do, if they're going to switch around their, if they're going to switch around their schedule or what, but Nick Wright leaving, I guess he's got a job with Fox Sports 1 at doing television, so good
that
for him.
That guy's going to be on television?
Yeah.
Man, maybe there's hope for us after all.
Maybe so.
So, 713 says, hey, Jay, give Nick Wright the My Computer Career info.
Well, listen, the guy worked a job. Good for him.
Yeah, yeah. So
I'm not a hater. If you find a better job, good for you, man.
I'm always for that. I didn't see him as a TV kind of guy, but
this is the new age, and I heard this week that Fox Sports 1 has serious interest in Skip Bayless. And no offense to Nick Wright, I'm not saying he's Skip Bayless. But he's one of those guys that sometimes he says things that you think he's full of it. He's just trying to get a rise out of people.
Yeah.
Which is what Skip Bayless does. Like, there's no real way you could believe that. But that's the direction that Fox Sports wants to go.
Because it's a guy who started all those shows on ESPN where they do that.
Yeah.
So
that's what Fox Sports is trying to – they're trying to go up more away from the sports center approach to sports. And they're worried less about giving you news and stats and more about having super opinionated, super controversial, kind of divisive type people, guys that people will take their side or they'll be very against them. So it makes some sense. So, but good for Nick.
Yeah, that's, I'm sure he'll do well at that. And that's kind of been his bit since he's been here is try to be provocative. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. It'll be interesting to see what they do over there. I know what I would do if I was in charge.
What would you do?
I'd move that midday show to mornings.
I would too.
And, you know, try to compete with Mike and Mike and stuff for a change. But that's just me. Let's try Brandon. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, guys.
Hey, sports to you.
Yeah, I have a question. Out of the five losing teams with the losing records in the draft this year, which one do you think will have a better chance of having a winning record?
The five losing teams? What are you talking about?
Out of the five losing teams with the losing records.
Okay.
Okay, your phone's awful.
What is he talking about, five losing teams?
Do we have any idea? John, do you know what he's talking about?
I'm looking it up.
Oh, yeah, okay. I don't even know what sport he's talking about.
Yeah.
For that matter. Five losing teams.
Huh. I think it said NFL on there, but there were a hell of a lot more than five losing teams.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure what that was. Hmm.
Yeah. I'm sorry. We didn't understand your question, and your radio was turned up, so we couldn't ask you again.
713-780-ESPN.
Which, by the way, I think we are, if I'm not mistaken, yep, 1 month to the day from NFL draft day.
Can't wait.
Which means we are going to field so many questions about the NFL draft over the next month.
Yeah.
So many questions. And the answer is almost always going to be, I don't know.
Depends.
Yeah. there are 16 teams with losing records picking in the NFL draft this year. So
we need some help.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he was going
just
for.
Just text in whatever you were trying to ask. It's 713-780-3776. And we'll see if we can't answer it for you.
All right, I'm going to tell you guys about Gary Trichter, though. Guy who can always help you out. If you find yourself in trouble, accused of DWI, don't despair. There's still hope, even if you failed the breath or blood test the police gave you. A lot of things about those tests you should know about. Breath tests, they're inaccurate, they're unreliable. The machine's not even warranted fit for breath testing on humans. It makes temperature assumptions that create artificially high results, then destroys the evidence that it checked, making rechecking and proving your innocence impossible. Same with the blood test. They're not testing your blood like a doctor would do. They're testing the air above your blood. It's a very indirect, very circumstantial test for alcohol. It can't even positively identify alcohol from other substances, can be easily contaminated. Attorney Gary Trichter is a DWI specialist. What that means is he's experienced in pointing out the flaws in science on these tests to juries. He's a A lot of lawyers will take DWI cases. Very few have experience going to trial. He is one of four board-certified DWI specialists in the entire state, and he's right here in Houston. If you failed the breath or blood test, whether it's DWI or DUI, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone now, 713-524-1010, or visit TexasDWILaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Gary Trichter.
Your clock and grab your jock.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number. Manny says, I think he asked out of the top five teams not in the playoffs has the best chance to make the playoffs in 2016. Except he was asking about the five guys with bad records or something, so I have no idea.
I think that guy was just drinking a lot.
That's all right.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Oh, I don't know. Let's try. I've got a whole bunch of texts there where people are trying to explain what he was asking.
I really don't care. If he wants to call back, he can call back.
Yeah, but I'm not putting him back on. So.
Oh, okay.
We'll try Kerry. What's up, Kerry? Gary?
Yes. Hello?
Hey, sports, Gary.
Sports, how you doing? I've had a question about the Chargers drafting at number three, and if they do take Jalen Ramsey out of Florida State, how good do you think that that secondary could be with Jason Verrett and adding Casey Hayward, guys?
I think it'd be very good. But, I mean, they're, when you think about what they lost at that position, that's kind of the – that's where that comes in. I mean, Eric Weddle was a force with that team for a long time. So it'd mostly just be filling a hole. But I do think that they would that'd be a solid secondary for sure. I'm not sure what the Chargers are looking at in that draft spot at three. I mean, they've got a lot of options. They've got a lot of needs. So I think that that's a possibility, but I don't think that's a guarantee. I mean, they need offensive and defensive line help, so I think it all kind of depends on what falls to them. But when you lose one of the best safeties in football, which they did this offseason, replacing him is got to be a priority, but that's I don't know if that's who they like. I mean, Laremy Tunsil, if he's available, I think that's what they have to do.
713-780-ESPN 409 asks, do you think the Texans have enough cap space for another significant move in free agency, such as a tight end, or are they done? Right now, they don't, but they can create some more pretty easily. And probably Brian Hoyer being moved along or cut will create that. I just don't know what's left that's out there. It looks like Jared Cook's going to the Packers. That's a guy I would have been interested in if I were them, especially at the number that he signed, which I think 3.6 for 1 year.
That's probably the Packers price, not the Texans price.
Right. That price would have probably been higher for them. So, because he obviously, if he goes there, plays with Aaron Rodgers, puts up huge numbers, he's going to get a big deal from somebody next year. He'll fool them again like he did with the Rams. Yeah. But I could see them making another move, but I don't think it'll be huge. Mainly because most of the big names are gone. Now you're looking at second-tier guys and, you know, teams are going to kick the tires on an Arian Foster to see how healthy he is. It's kind of players like that at this point. 713-780-ESPN. Let's try Tim. What's up, Tim? Happy Monday.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, just a quick question. I know it's on women's basketball, and one of y'all don't necessarily like women's basketball. Oh. That's okay. Do y'all ever see UConn losing their mojo and actually getting knocked off, or do you think they're just going to have like a tremendous run with this thing?
Fred, I'll leave that answer to you.
Crickets.
I mean, look.
I'm sorry, man.
I haven't watched 1 second of women's basketball this entire season, but based on them blowing out teams in the Sweet 16 by 60 points, I don't see that team losing. I mean, I couldn't name a player on one of those teams. I'd be making something up. But
I did see an interesting stat tweeted out. I think there's something like 119-1 since they last lost in a Final Four. The more interesting part is Did you see the whole thing where the UConn coach got into it with a columnist? Because you got that?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do this. This is more fun than the actual game.
Give me sure a second.
Yeah, I do.
Crickets. Well, basic
national sports writer who noted the score in UConn's win and then said, "Hate to punish them for being great, but they are killing the women's game. Watch, no thanks." How often do you run into that idea that UConn's success?
Who said that?
Shaughnessy.
Yeah.
That UConn's success.
He has a lot of comments.
Could be killing the game
from up in Boston. My question is, don't watch. Don't watch. Nobody's putting a gun to your head to watch. So don't watch. And don't write about it. Spend your time on things that you think are important. If you don't think this is important, don't pay any attention to it. The fact that you have to comment on it says something about you, doesn't it? We are what we are. We are what we are. You know? We do what we do. You know? We do what we do. When Tiger was winning every major, nobody said he was bad for golf. Actually, he did a lot for golf.
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 He made everybody have to be a better golfer.
Golfer?
Golfer.
Does he really say golf?
And now there's a lot more great golfers because of Tiger.
He's saying golfer.
So.
That's like he's mispronouncing gopher.
There's a lot better writers than Dan Shaughnessy.
I agree with you there.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
But that doesn't mean he's bad for the game.
Sure he is. Listen.
But my favorite part is, that's my question. Don't watch.
That's not a question.
That's not a question.
But I have less problem with that than golfer and golf. Who says that?
Bad for golf.
Who says that? Like a silent L? Golf. What the hell is that? First of all, this is no secret. I think women's college basketball is a complete bore and waste of time. I don't care about it at all. If someone does, good for them. Nothing that UConn does is, quote, killing the game of women's college basketball. That's like you finding a dog in the road that's been run over 8 times, and when you're trying to clear it off with a shovel, it accidentally breaks in half, and you feeling like you killed it. No, it's dead. Whatever happens with that shovel when you're throwing it off the side of the road, it doesn't matter because the thing's dead. No one can. I shouldn't say no one. I'm sure there's a couple people who care about women's college basketball. But in general, very, 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 very few people care about women's college basketball.
You know who cares is if you have a family member on the team.
Yes.
That's pretty much it.
Or you at some point played women's college basketball.
Yeah.
Those people care.
Yeah. And I'm okay with all that.
The same people who care about the WNBA. You know, players' families and former players. No one else cares. Let's stop pretending like that's a thing. Like, oh, they're killing the game. Really? I couldn't even fathom a guess at who the second best team in women's college basketball is. I've paid that much attention to the sport that UConn being so far and away great. What are they in the Elite Eight now or Final Four now? Is that
I think they play Texas.
They're playing Texas next?
For a chance to go to the Final Four. Okay. Am I correct on that, John?
Yes, they are.
Okay. So they are in, then that means they're in the Elite Eight round.
Right.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of if I could, do you know another team besides Texas that's in?
Wait.
I'm sure Tennessee.
No, they're not good anymore.
Oh, okay. Well.
Is Baylor still in it?
They don't have Brittany Griner anymore.
No, but they're always pretty good.
Baylor is still in it. They're playing tonight at 8 o'clock on ESPN.
Okay. We are halfway, it looks like, to a Final Four. We've almost got the full Final Four.
Yes.
We're halfway. Washington is in the Final Four.
Okay.
Syracuse is in the Final Four. Syracuse beat Tennessee, who made it all the way to the Elite Eight. Connecticut will play Texas tonight, and Baylor will play Oregon State tonight, and the winners of those games will be in the Final Four.
The Beavers?
Yes. The Beavers take on the Lady Bears, and the Huskies take on the Lady Longhorns. So this is going to be a thrilling night of women's college basketball that no one will watch So that's very exciting news. And if Connecticut wins by 100 points, I will care no more tomorrow or no less tomorrow than I do today. So it won't be killing women's college basketball.
Brent wants to know, where do you have Jared Goff going in the draft? Well played,
sir. I
don't
know where he's got.
Josh says Michael Jordan pronounces Goff the same way.
Does he really?
I've never noticed it, so...
Oriyama, he was born in Italy, but moved to the United States when he was 7 and lived in Pennsylvania and grew up there. So maybe it's a Pennsylvania thing.
Goff. Hmm. Wow.
How is UConn different than Ronda Rousey's prime? Because we actually... You didn't care about her for a long time either until...
I just don't like women's MMA as much as I like men's MMA, but, I mean, it's not any different. But, I mean, it's just that... Women's college basketball doesn't interest me at all.
And it doesn't interest a lot of people. It's an extremely niche sport.
Oh, I mean...
Sorry. I, if you're into it, it's cool. I mean, there's a lot of things I'm into that not a lot of people are into. But, like, I believe me, I would love to sit here and talk hockey for 3 hours. And you know what happened? Click.
I would get up and leave is what would happen.
If we talk women's basketball for one more second, you know what's going to happen? Click. Ugh. People don't care. If you care, that's great. Enjoy it. We're going to take a very quick break. A lot more to go. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Long live the pioneer.
Rebels and mutineers. ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. The HD show hits the road on Mondays. Join Fred Davis and Henry Thomas as they broadcast live from Max Place in Spring. Located on Luetta, Max Place is offering 35-cent wing specials with $4 Crown, Jaegers, Tuaca's, and Sailor Jerry's. Come by and turn Monday into Funday with the HD show. That's pretty good deals. Unfortunately, if I drove all the way up there and started drinking that stuff, I'd never make it home in one piece. Casino Jay says, my coworker put $500 on the Rockets to win the title over the weekend in Vegas. Could this be the worst bet ever made? Dude, I would have booked that for him. That's how bad I think it is.
I would have taken that, dude. God, Syracuse fan on Twitter is so intolerable right now. He's talking about how they lost to Clemson, which is embarrassing. They lost to Georgetown, embarrassing. Pitt, Miami, and St. John's, which I think only won like 7 or 8 games all year. And he said, without Jim Boeheim, if they would have won those games, they'd have the same record as North Carolina. Which, by the way, not all records are created equal. And I said, if you lost to St. John's, that shouldn't be on any tournament team's resume this year. He said, without Jim Boeheim, who's clearly been the best head coach in the tournament this year, let's look at Syracuse's amazing tournament resume. They beat Dayton. They beat Middle Tennessee. They beat Gonzaga, who had Gonzaga not won their conference tournament, they'd be staying home this tournament, or they'd play in the NIT, I guess. And they came back to beat Virginia. I mean, kudos on the Virginia win. Like I said, they for a team that was getting blown out in the first half, they had a great second half and won. I don't know how Jim Boeheim's been clearly the best coach in this tournament by beating a 7-5 and an 11 seed before beating Virginia. That's not the best coach in this tournament. I'd take what Jay Wright's done in this tournament any day over that. Any day. I'd take what Roy Williams has done in this tournament. Roy Williams, I mean, even up until the North Carolina win aside, or Notre Dame win aside, beating Indiana and Providence is more impressive to me. But I don't understand where this Jim Boeheim's done the best job. I don't see that at all.
Well, if you're a Syracuse fan, that's what you're going to think. If you're a North Carolina fan, you're going to think it's Roy Williams.
But I'm not a fan of any of these teams. I don't care about any of these teams.
Except the ones you bet on.
Right. That's all. This is me giving an unbiased opinion. I watch Syracuse enough to know this Syracuse team is not that good. They're just not, and they're on a good run, and part of it's helped by, I mean, most of it's helped by the fact that Michigan State lost, but the bracket fell their way, which is, I mean, sometimes you need that to happen. But you're going to tell me that's more impressive than what Villanova's done, beating Iowa, Miami, and Kansas on their way to the Final Four? I don't think so.
713-780-ESPN. Just enjoy the ride. What do you care if AJ thinks you're overrated?
Yeah, if you think, don't worry about what I think of your team. Because let me tell you something. If Syracuse wins, I'm going to sit here on that Tuesday after they win and say, this is the worst team I've ever seen win an NCAA championship. You know how that's going to affect what they put on the trophy? None. That banner will still go up. And the banner won't say, worst team to ever win an NCAA championship. It'll just say, 2016 NCAA champions, and that's all that matters. I'm just telling you, this Syracuse team is not good. They're just not. And nothing that happens in the next week will change my mind about it. Nothing. They're not good. I say this all the time. I take the big sample is more valuable to me than the small sample. So having watched Syracuse during the regular season, my mind's made up on what Syracuse is. Syracuse is a team that didn't deserve to be in the tournament. They're on a hot run where they beat one good team in that hot run, by the way. One, which is the game they won yesterday. So a Virginia win doesn't suddenly convince me that this team that I've thought all year long is not good. It doesn't suddenly change my mind totally. Make me go, you know what? Syracuse is pretty good. No, that's not how it works. I take some time and establish my opinion. And this isn't like I hate Syracuse every year. You know, this isn't where I have some sort of bias against their program. They're just like any other team to me. I don't have like a personal vendetta against them. I don't dislike the color orange, whatever it is. I just don't like the team. I just don't. So nothing's going to convince me that this is a good team. I won't be convinced of that, even if they win a championship. Because guess what? Sometimes the best teams don't win the championship. Happens a lot.
I did bet on them against Virginia, but the reason was as much as I will pretty much fade Virginia and Villanova every year. I have them nowhere in my bracket as usual. So I turned out being right about that one game, but my bracket was awful.
My bracket's toasted.
I don't have a single Final Four team.
I don't think I have any either. I don't.
And they're... Well, all of them except for Syracuse were doable. You could have easily had any of those teams. I just didn't have any of them.
Yeah.
832 says, then why have a championship, AJ? Cuse isn't good?
Well, because some... Listen.
You have a championship every year.
Okay. Let's put on our pretend hats for just a moment, okay?
Wait, can I put it in my notebook?
You can put this in your notebook.
Thanks. I got to get my notebook up here. Okay.
We've been watching the NBA all season long, right? Let's say by some miracle, the Utah Jazz win the NBA title. They're 36-37 now. Let's say they go on a miracle run and win the NBA title. A couple guys get hurt, whatever it is. Let's say LaMarcus Aldridge and Kawhi Leonard bump heads and their heads split open and there's brain juice everywhere. They beat the Spurs. And in the other game, let's say the Rockets knock off the Warriors, who would have been their toughest competition, but the Rockets knock them off. And then the Utah Jazz get the Rockets in the Western Conference Finals. And they go on.
And LeBron gets hurt and it's the Raptors or somebody.
Yeah, no, they beat the Hawks. That's okay. Who they play in the finals, the Hawks. And the Jazz win the NBA championship. Does that playoff run determine whether or not the Jazz were a good team? No, because we know. We see a huge sample, which is the regular season, a huge sample of 82 games that let you know if a team's good or not. And it's not like in the college football playoff, it's a little bit different. Because in the college football playoff, it's very rare. We haven't seen it yet. It's rare. I mean, are there times where a team... maybe a little less deserving than another team to get in. Maybe you can argue semantics over if the fifth team or the fourth team should have got in. There were people who argued about Ohio State getting in. But there was never, when Ohio State won the championship, and people were like, oh, Baylor or TCU should have got in. There was never an argument that Ohio State wasn't a good football team. maybe they weren't better than TCU or Baylor. Whatever. They ended up winning the whole thing by being the four seed. There's only four teams, though, that get in. The four, so presumably they're going to be elite teams. In a tournament where 68 teams get in, it's a lot more fathomable for a bad team to win. So if Syracuse wins, they're the champions. And like I said, they'll get a banner, they'll get a parade, everyone will cheer. But it doesn't make them a good team by any stretch. Bad teams have won this tournament before.
Well, the best team didn't win last year.
No.
Best team lost to Wisconsin. It happens. Let's all right, we'll get some more phone calls when we come back at the top of the
like I'm just saying, there's nothing that about winning six games, which so far, by the way, three of them have been against junk teams. There's nothing about winning six games in a row that is suddenly going to like completely change my mind about what I've seen all year long. And what I saw all year long was a team that didn't deserve to play in the tournament.
If the Jazz win the title, a Mormon might try his luck at running for president.
He might. All right, guys. Deep South Barrels. DeepSouthBarrels.com. Located right there in Pearland. It's a local company, which you know we love to begin with. These guys are great. If you haven't checked these things out yet, it really is something to see. People have been aging liquors in oak barrels for over 4,700 years. Deep South Barrels is just making it easier for you. They make personal-sized, custom aging barrels, which expedite the process of creating a smoother booze. It removes the impurities from the house liquor. The oak wood soaks up all the impurities in that bad liquor. Or you can create your own. You can take plastic bottle liquor, which is we all know is the worst, and you can age it into your favorite scotches and whiskeys. It really is unbelievable, and it takes less than a month. The nation's premier supplier of miniature American oak customizable barrels is based right here in Pearland. You need to check them out. There's a gift you got to give coming up. Maybe you're getting married. You need a gift for your groomsmen. Father's Day is around the corner. You want to start planning for that. Check these guys out. Deep South Barrels, deepsouthbarrels.com. Use my promo code Hoffman when you order. You'll get 10% off your entire order. Deep South Barrels, bold enough to improve on a 4,700-year-old tradition. Are you?
Always want to come, but they never want to leave.
On ESPN 97.5.